I want to welcome you to the Understanding MassHealth Cost-Sharing Policy Update, and thank you for joining us today. Our presenter today is Kara Chev from the MassHealth External Training and Communications. With that, I would like to turn it over to Kara.
Good morning, everyone. Thank you again for joining us today. I will be walking you through today's session about MassHealth Cost-Sharing Policy Updates. This is a two-part session. During this particular session, you'll hear all about the phases of each of the implementation approach and how it will be implemented, specifically how phase one will be rolled out in July. And the second session will be right before the full implementation goes into effect. Now moving on to slide two, the agenda for today. First, we will review MassHealth cost-sharing policy, walking through the two-phase implementation approach, exactly how cost-sharing will be rolled out, and then looking at phase one in a bit more detail, when will phase one be rolled out, and our impacted member population. We'll then move to notices. What will MassHealth be sending members to let them know how these changes, or what these changes will be, and how will we communicate the changes to all our provider community? And then we'll go through some frequently asked questions to support you and our members. And lastly, there are some tools and resources that's at the end of the stack for both you and our members. Now moving to slide four.
Moving to slide four, at a high level, what is cost sharing? Cost sharing is defined as the dollar amount eligible members pay when they get certain healthcare services. For MassHealth, cost sharing includes premiums and copays. MassHealth is updating the cost sharing policy in order to come into compliance with the rules set forth in the Affordable Care Act, or the ACA. Copayments include certain drugs dispensed at pharmacies, and currently, drug copays for generic name drugs are $1, and for brand name drugs, they're $3.65. Premium payment is the amount charged as a condition for a member to enroll in MassHealth coverage. The premium schedule is not expected to change at this time. Now, what will be the limit amount of cost share members need to pay? An individual's cost sharing cannot exceed 5% of their family income on a monthly basis, and their cap is based on copays and premiums incurred, not copays paid. That is, a member does not have to actually have paid the copay to reach the cap. Lastly, for household compositions, the 5% is the cost sharing aggregate. However, MassHealth will determine members' copay caps based on 2% on a monthly basis.
Now moving to slide five and six here, we've provided some general definitions. On slide five, copays or copayment is defined as the dollar amount charged by a provider to a member for use of a covered service or item. And the next slide on slide six defines the copay cap, which is the maximum dollar amount of copays that a member can be charged in a given time period. So moving on to slide seven, let's review the approaches MassHealth will take to implement cost sharing. On slide eight, how are copays capped? As mentioned earlier, a member does not have to actually have paid the copay to reach the cap. The slide provides an overview of the current state. Then in July, looking at phase one, what's going to be implemented. And in January 1st, the last box, when cost sharing is fully implemented, or our phase two, what will that look like? So looking at the current state, currently, copays are capped annually for both pharmacy and acute inpatient hospital services. That's $250 per calendar year on drugs dispensed by pharmacies and $36 per calendar year on non-behavioral health acute inpatient hospital stays. Moving into the phase one, which will start July 1st, no changes to the copay schedule, still an annual cap of $250 per calendar year. What's new in phase one is that all members at or below 50% of the federal poverty level and are referred eligible will have their copays eliminated. And copays for acute inpatient hospital stays was slated for elimination on July 1st, but that has already happened. So members needing inpatient non-behavioral health acute inpatient stays are not paying any copays. Moving to the last box, that's phase two, and that's full implementation. That will be rolled out on January 1st of 2021. MassHealth will start tracking copays on a monthly basis for drugs dispensed by pharmacies. MassHealth members will be assigned a copay cap, which will not exceed 2% of the family income. So moving on to slide 9, here you have a detailed look at each phase of implementation. Cost-sharing changes will be implemented in two phases, as mentioned. Phase 1, or partial implementation, will be rolled out next month. Basically, we're eliminating copays for members with incomes at or below 50% FPL and for members who are referred eligibles, which are those members who are categorically eligible for MassHealth because they're receiving other basic assistance or other public assistance like SSI benefits or the transitional aid to families with dependent children, that's TAFDC, cash assistance. And copays will be eliminated for all members accessing FDA-approved medications for detox and maintenance treatment for SUDS. That's the substance use disorder, which and preventative services. In phase two, or when the policy is fully implemented, which will be January 1st of 2021, MassHealth will change from an annual copay structure to a monthly structure, and members will be assigned a copay cap, which, as mentioned earlier, it won't exceed 2% of the family income. What's also new here is the members will receive a notice every time there is a change to their copay cap amount and or when they've met their cap for the month. Now, moving on to slide 11. The slide gives you a greater detail of what's changing and what will stay the same for phase one of implementation. In the what is changing box, the first bullet was expanded to stipulate that if a member's income changes during the month, their exclusion will remain in place. For phase one, what's staying the same, the current exclusion list for which copays do not apply, for example, pregnant women and Native American members. What's also not changing is how MassHealth providers submit claims. Now moving on to slide 12, here it provides you with the exclusion list for members and services not subject to copays. For members new to this list are those MassHealth members at or below 50% FPL and those referred eligible. They will be excluded from copays. And here you'll also find the list for services that will be excluded starting July 1st. Currently, members are not paying copays for emergency services, family planning services and supplies, smoking cessation products and drugs, and preventative services. In July, SUD medications and treatments will be added to that list, as well as all preventative services and all approved vaccines and their administration. And as noted earlier, acute inpatient hospital stays have been eliminated. So on slide 13, this is a summary of the drug categories that are on the exclusion list. In the appendix at the end of this presentation, for your reference, we've provided a full list of the medications and vaccines. Just to note, these drugs and vaccines listed in this deck are subject to change. Please reach out to or let our members know that if they have specific questions about their copays or if the medication or about the medications they've been prescribed is on the exclusion list, they can reach out to their health plan, either the ACO, MCO plans, or MassHealth, for the latest information. So moving on to slide 15 and 16, here are some sample notices members will receive. As of last week, letters have been sent, or we started sending letters to let members know of these changes. On slide 15, here's an example of the letter members who will be newly excluded from copays will receive, that are those that are at or under 50% FPL and the referred eligibles. It will let them know they no longer have to pay copays for covered drugs. I want to point out at the top of the letter, and if members ask you, let them know this letter is not a bill from MassHealth. It is informational and that their benefits didn't change. Moving on to slide 16, here's the next sample letter. It's similar to the last letter. This is more of an insert. This will be added to notices for newly MassHealth eligible members. They'll receive this in addition to their MassHealth notice, eligibility notice, to let them know of the copay of our copay policy. Now moving on to slide 17, here are some recent resources for where copay policies will be found. Our MassHealth website will be updated, as well as both the ACA and SACA member booklet, to reflect cost-sharing updates. The member handbook, which members receive from their health plans, will also provide information on these changes. And members can call MassHealth customer service if they have any questions about their eligibility or copays.
You've heard how members will be notified. For our provider community, how will they be notified of these changes? Moving on to slide 19, MassHealth will notify all providers of the change to copay policies through the All Providers Bulletin. The bulletin has been published. If you'd like to review this bulletin, it is available on the MassHealth Providers webpage.
Now moving on to slide 20, pharmacy facts. MassHealth will notify pharmacy providers of the changes to copay policies in mid-June through the MassHealth Pharmacy Facts. The pharmacy facts provide current information for pharmacists about the MassHealth Pharmacy Program. Pharmacy facts is on the MassHealth website. For more information or to sign up to receive pharmacy facts, go to the MassHealth landing page and select information for MassHealth providers, and then select the pharmacy program page. You can sign up for the pharmacy facts through that web page. So now let's move on to the frequently asked questions. Slides 22 and 23 are just some common questions we think members may have related to their copays and the new policy. So the first question is, am I exempt from copays? And the answer to that is that members who fall under one of the categories listed on slide 12, which provides all of those members excluded, are exempt from copays. If members have questions about their individual situation, they should contact MassHealth customer service. And the second question is, who is responsible for implementing my exemption? So depending on the health plan, it would be the Accountable Care Partnership plans and the Managed Care plans. Members with income less than 50% FPL, that would be MassHealth, referred eligible, they can refer to MassHealth. All other copay exemptions, the Accountable Care Partnership plans and MCO, they can reach out to their health plans. Moving on to slide 23, here are some additional FAQs. What is my copay cap? That's the first question on the slide, and the answer is all members have an annual pharmacy copay cap of $250. Note, during partial implementation, that's not going to change. It will change, however, when we fully implement cost sharing. And the second question is, what if I cannot afford my copay? The response here is that the pharmacy cannot refuse to give you the service or medicine even if you cannot pay the copayment. However, the pharmacy can bill you later for the copayment. So it's important to let members know that though they can't pay their copay when they're getting their drugs at the pharmacy, the pharmacist, the pharmacy cannot refuse to give them the service. Now moving on to slide 24, and really before we move to the Q&A, I just wanted to note the appendix, which starts on slide 25, provides you with some tools and resources. Slide 26 defines some key terms. These will be important if members start asking you questions about how MassHealth defines those terms. And slides 27 to 35 are the list of drugs and vaccines excluded from copays. Please note that the list of drugs and vaccines are as current as December 13, 2019. The drugs and vaccines in this list are subject to change, and please reach out to the members assigned ACO, MCO, or MassHealth for the latest information. So members should be reaching out to their respective health plans if they need more information about their particular situation or prescription.
Thanks, everyone. Have a great day. Bye-bye.